On a sunny day driving through the village of Belcara, you might see Isabel Cote rowing across the placid waters of Bedwell Bay. But don't get the wrong idea. The SFU professor of marine ecology isn't just out for a casual jaunt in one of BC's most beautiful harbors. She's preparing for the journey of a lifetime, a 5,000 kilometers row across the Atlantic Ocean with a team of marine scientists. Called Salty Science, the team is made up of Cote, Chantal Bagan, Noel Elder and Lauren Shea. They will be living and rowing together on a 28-foot boat for 40 to 60 days, rowing 24 hours a day in 2-hour shifts, with 2 hours to rest. It's starting to get real. Their goal is to cross the ocean from La Gomera in the Canary Islands to Antigua in the Caribbean in the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge, the world's toughest rowing race. Alone at sea, without a support boat, the women will be at the mercy of the weather, high seas, hunger and exhaustion. "It's starting to get real," said Cote, who admits she signed on to the trip without giving it a lot of thought. However, she's extremely serious about the fundraising aspect of the challenge, which is to raise funds for charities focused on marine conservation education. You can visit the Salty Science website to donate. Cote said training future marine conservationists is important to save the ocean from overfishing, coastal development, pollution and climate change. "We have many solutions, but what we need is more people to implement them, and more people to come up with solutions," Cote said. Training mind and body. Now, with just 9 months to go before the December 12th start of the race, Cote is training her body, as well as her mind, to be prepared for the grueling endeavor. She's learning navigation, and ocean survival, a requirement to participate, while also honing her lean body for the endurance test. At 60 years old, Cote acknowledged she's looking forward to the challenge and proving that she can accomplish this feat. "This is my way of battling age and preconceptions of women and aging," she said. "I believe I can do it." A long-distance swimmer and trail runner, who has competed in ultra races, Cote is no stranger to physical challenge. But even Cote admits the December race will be demanding, both physically and mentally. She must be able to work as part of a team, in a stressful and potentially dangerous situation. "Communication will be important," said Cote. But fortunately, the women have worked with each other before. Bagan was Cote's PhD student, for example, and all are passionate about marine conservation, working or studying to save marine life, including kelp and coral beds. "At one with the ocean, all are trained divers and 2 are experienced sailors," said Cote, while the boat, Emma, has made the crossing 3 times. To prepare, the women will be working together for 2 months this summer, taking long rowing excursions on their boat, which is moored in Florida, including overnight for several days. "In January, we did a 24-hour, overnight row, not super far from shore. We could still see the lights, but it was pitch black. It was beautiful," she recalled. "We saw shooting stars." When a pod of dolphins trailed the boat, Cote called it a magical experience, and she hopes to see more marine life during the Atlantic Challenge. In fact, Cote said the entire team agreed that if they saw dolphins, they would ditch the race for a while to be able to swim with the curious creatures. "We are going to be at one with the ocean," said Cote.